The Sechtes Chulin, Daf Lamed Zayin, three lines from the top of Daf Lamed Zayin, Amud Aleph, afternoon Mishnah. The Mishnah begins, HaSheiches Musukenes, that if someone shechs an animal that is very sick and close to death, so we have to be concerned that potentially this animal died before Shechita or during Shechita and prior to finishing Shechita. Therefore, in order to make sure that it was a valid Shechita, one has to make sure that the animal was Pirchais, and right after Shechita, it was still able to move around a little bit, and that would show that it was still alive at the time of Shechita. The Mishnah brings three different opinions as to what is considered Pirchais. The first Shechita is Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Ad Shetapachis Biyad of Regal, that will not be mutter to eat this animal unless right after Shechita it moves its front leg as well as its back leg. And the Mishnah now brings a second Shechita, Rav Elezer Omer, Daya Im Zinka, and Rav Elezer holds that would be enough if it coughed up blood as right after Shechita, an animal that was alive prior to Shechita will cough up blood. And as Rashi states in Zinka, Kederach Shabahimus Neufchus Begrenum Laachashchita, Adam Mekalech Umezanik Bekoyach. As Rashi explains, the Lashon Zinuk is a Lashon Kiluach, and it refers to a strong flow. However, Ayin the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis, who explains that the Lashon of Zinka is similar to the Lashon in Vizayis HaBracha of Yizanik Minabashon, as like a person that's snoring when he's sleeping. And the Mishnah now continues and brings a member from Rav Shimon Bayichai, and this will not be a third Shita, and instead Rav Shimon is teaching us a din that is relevant to the previous din of Rav Elezer, who stated Dayim Zinka, and Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon Bayichai teaches us that Afa Sheikha Balailu Lomacha Hishkim Umatzak Salam Malayim Dam Kshira Shezinka Chemidis Rav Elezer. Since we learned in Daf Yergimel Beis that if someone shechs an animal at night, then B'dievet it would be kosher. If someone shechs an animal that's a Musukenes and he does the Shechita at night and he can't see if it's moving around or if it's spurting out blood, but as long as if he wakes up in the morning and he finds on the walls of the outside of the neck of the animal that's full of dam, then we see that it coughed up blood. So since I hold like Rebbe Elezer that dayim zinka, so therefore the behemoth would be kosher. And it could be that since the Mishnah did not want to say that Lalacha follows Rebbe Elezer as Rebbe Elezer Shamuti, so the Mishnah brought down this member of Shimon Klachiyad in order to show that he holds like Rebbe Elezer. The Mishnah continues and brings down the third Shita as to the definition of Pirchais, as Bacham Imim, Ad Shetefaches, Oy Biyad, Oy Buregel, Oy Ad Shetekashkesh Bizdava, that the Shechita of a Behem Musukenes would not matter the animal unless we see afterwards that either was able to move its foreleg or its hind leg or its tail. And the Mishnah continues, Echa Behem Adaka of Echa Behem Agasa, that the Dinam of a Mishnah applies not only to a Behem Adaka but also by a Behem Agasa. However, there is a Chilik, as Behem Adaka Shepashti Yadav Loyich Zir Psula, that if a behemoth daka sticks out its foreleg and it doesn't bring it back, then that would not suffice. As lemaisa, it's normal at the time of death of a behemoth daka that it spasms, and this doesn't show that it was actually alive. And as Rashi states, v'lo yechzir psula im hoisim musukenes lefisha inze pirchers elikin daka b'shat seis nafsha avogasa lavoch b'hachi. However, by a gasa, this would still be a sign of life, as this is not the normal way of a behemoth gasa. However, the Mishnah now continues and qualifies the din of our Mishnah as b'med v'ramum shehoisa b'cheskes b'sukenes, that the only time there's a requirement of pirchais is only if prior to Shechita there was a chazaka that this behemoth was already musukenes. Avol im hoisa b'cheskes b'ya afilo im ba'echa mikasim manam alalu k'sheira. However, if prior to Shechita this behemoth was a chazaka that was healthy, then there's no requirement to see that it was pirchais. And even if we don't know that if it was pirchais after it died, then it would still be kosher. And Ayin Tesis, who points out that even though our Mishnah uses a lashon of hasheiches u'musukenes, which is mashma lashon v'diavad, as we saw in the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, however, as we explained when we learned our Mishnah, that afilu chatchilu shari v'nokat lashon v'diavad mishum deboy lemisei ad shetepaches, as lemaisa, although the shechita would be kosher l'chatchila, however, there's still a requirement to make sure that it was pirchais, and therefore we use a lashon hasheiches u'musukenes, that this shechita will only be valid if we see that it was pirchais. And our Gemara now begins that it seems clear from our Mishnah that if it is a behemoth that's musukenes, that certainly the shechita will be valid and it will be kosher to eat as long as it was pirchais. And the Gemara is musukenes from my deshaya, that how do we know that musukenes will actually be mutter, and even if it was pirchais? And the Gemara now continues and is bothered that since we know that it's also for someone to eat an avela, which is an animal that died without a proper shechita, and the Torah also tells us that it's also to eat a trefa, which is any animal that has any of the yidchas trefais, which refers to some sort of a chesaron in the animal that would cause that the animal cannot live for a long period of time. time. And since it doesn't seem that the Torah tells us that it's us to eat b'sukenes, so the Gemara now is, so it might taste like a daitin dasira, and why would you even think that it would be us to eat b'sukenes? And the Gemara explains, d'chsiv, as the Pasuk in Pasha Shmini tells us, Abru al b'nei Yisrael lema zoysa chaya shetoichlu mikola behima shela oretz, and the Pasuk begins by speaking about a chaya, and then it speaks about a behima. Therefore, the Gemara explains that the Pasuk means to say, zoysa chaya, the chaya achol, one can only eat an animal that will live. However, v'she'ein achaya lo yisechol, but you should not eat something that cannot live. V'ha musukenes ein achaya, and a musukenes cannot live. And this would be a lav haba mechlal asei, and therefore, possibly it should be also to eat a musukenes, and even after you do shchita, and even if it was mefaches, and that's why the Gemara is musukenes b'may d'shaya, and the Gemara will bring four different makaris that a musukenes is mutu b'achila, and the Gemara starts off with its first possible makar, as Midom Rachman and Nevei Leiseichal, and since the Pasuk and Pashas were A teach us, Leiseichal kol Nevei Lo, Lager Shebashurach Tetnen V'achola, Im Achola Nachri, Ki Am Kodesh Atal Hashem Lekecha, Leisevash Gadi B'chalev Imboi, U'mechlal the Mesukane Shaya, so it must be that Mesukenes would be mutter to eat, and it's only once the Behemoth is dead, and once the Behemoth is full-fledged Nevei Lo, that is also to eat this Behemoth, and the Gemara continues to explain its Makar, as the Isak Adaitu Mesukenes Asira, Hashta Mechaim Asira, La'acha Misimi Boi, as if we would learn from the Pasuk of Zoysa Chaya, then a Mesukenes would be Asar, so why would the Torah have to teach us that it's Asar to eat a Nevei Lo, if it's already Asar to eat this animal because it was already Mesukenes, as the Gemara holds that every Nevei Lo, surely the Mesukenes, right before it died, and as Rashi states, Midom Rachman Nevei Lo Seichal, Vistam Nevei Lo Mesukenes Havoi, Koidim Misasa, and therefore Mechlal, the Koidim Misa, Ki Hav Mesukenes Shaya, the E Koidim Misa Asira, Mesukenes Chaya, so La'acha Misim Boi, as Rashi points out, Misa Mishayla, that how would it be possible that if an animal that is a Mesukenes is Asa Bachila, certainly now that it actually dies, then how would it be that it would become Mutar, and certainly a Nevei Lo would be Asa, and since the Torah had to teach us that a Nevei Lo is Asa, this is a Makar that a Mesukenes would be Mutar, whether the Gemara continues and asks, Vidilma, Hainu Nevei Lo, Hainu Mesukenes, then maybe we would say that really a Nevei Lo is not an animal that is dead, really an animal that is Mesukenes is already defined as a Nevei Lo, and even if the Torah already asked a Mesukenes, and as the Pasuk stated, Vizoy Sechaya, whether that is only a Lav Haba Mechlal Asei, therefore the Torah would have to teach us, Leisech Lu Kol Nevei Lo, that there's also an Issa Lav when someone eats a Nevei Lo, and therefore if someone would eat an animal that was a Mesukenes, and even after Shechita, or they would eat a Nevei Lo, there would be Oiva on a Lav Haba Mechlal Asei, as well as a Lav, and possibly it is also for a person to eat an animal that was initially a Mesukenes. However, the Gemara continues, Lo Yisak Daitach, that certainly you should not have a Habmina, that a Mesukenes is a Nevei Lo, as certainly a Nevei Lo is only defined as an animal that already is dead, and it's after Misa. As the Chsiv, as at the end of Pasha Shmini, the Pasuk is discussing the Dine Tumah, and the Torah teaches us that a Nevei Lo will be Metamei, and the Pasuk states, V'chiyomus Min HaBehema, Shehi Lachem La'ochla, Anageya Ben Nivlasa, Yitma Ada Orev, and as the Gemara points out, La'acha Misa, Hu Dekai Rachman Nevei Lo, Michayim La'ikri Nevei Lo, and this Pasuk clearly tells us that the only time that a Behema is defined as a Nevei Lo is only after Misa. Therefore, we're back to our original Makar, that if from the Pasuk of Zoysa Chaya, we would learn out that it would be an Issa to eat a Mesukenes, why would the Torah have to teach us that an Nevei Lo is Asa Bachila? Certainly it would be Asa, as it was already a Mesukenes, and as Rashi states, V'hilkach lomu lazuya lo de Nevei Lo, if it's Pshita, that it will be Asa, as the Issa Mesukenes Lehecha Azel, and therefore it must be that there is no Issa to eat a Mesukenes. That's why the Torah had to tell us that there's an Issa to eat a Nevei Lo. However, the Gemara continues and shlugs up this Makar, as V'dilma lo'ilum imelcha hainu Nevei Lo hainu Mesukenes, and mechayim basei la'acha misa b'lav. And keep in mind that when our Gemara uses the term of hainu Nevei Lo hainu Mesukenes, will not be defined in the same way that we previously defined the words of hainu Nevei Lo hainu Mesukenes. As previously the Gemara wanted to say, that every time a behemo is a Mesukenes, that is already defined as a Nevei Lo, and the term Nevei Lo refers to a behemo even after it's a Mesukenes, and even prior to it dying. However, as we saw, the Gemara already shlugged up this point, as the Gemara stated that the Pasuk tells us, V'chiyomus min ha-behema, so ha-negei ben ivlasi yitma ad-arev, therefore we see that at the point that a behema is only Mesukenes, and is not yet dead, that is not defined as a Nevei Lo, and our Gemara just means to say that since we know that every time there's an animal that dies, then prior to it dying it was already a Mesukenes, certainly if the Pasuk teaches us, V'zei sechaya, and therefore Mesukenes would be asa, certainly once an animal actually dies, dies, it was already usa prior to dying, as every nevela prior to dying was already musukenes, and it was already usa b'achila. However, the Gemara says that even so, it would make sense that the Torah would add an extra issa, and the Torah would tell us, while a behema is a musukenes, then at that point, it's usa to eat it, and an issa say would apply. Then once the behema actually dies, then at that point, the issa becomes even stronger, and instead of there only being an issa say, at this point, the issa lav le'seichel kol nevela would apply. Therefore, quite possibly, even musukenes is usa b'achila, and we're back to our original question, that musukenes b'mayit ishaya. And the way we explain this Gemara is based on Taisis and Dibur Maskel, Dilma Hainu Nevela Hainu Musukenes, and Taisis refers to the first time that the Gemara asked the question of Hainu Nevela Hainu Musukenes, and Taisis points out, Ein Lefarish Gahida B'Samach, this first question of Hainu Nevela Hainu Musukenes will not be explained in the same manner that will explain the question in our Gemara of Hainu Nevela Hainu Musukenes, as the Hashta B'Ela Meima, the Kaida Misa Mishin Estakna, Karila Nevela. However, when the Gemara states, La'ilon Imelcha Hainu Nevela Hainu Musukenes, certainly the Gemara doesn't think that an animal while it's Musukenes and prior to Misa would be defined as an Avela. However, from Rashi, it is not clear how we will learn our Gemara, Ayin Sham Vitzarach Bir. And our Gemara will now continue and will try to bring the second Makar as to how we know that if an animal is a Musukenes prior to Misa, that once you do a proper Shechita and the animal is Mefaches, that it will be Mutar B'Achila. And as the Gemara continues, Elo Midam Rachmana Treifulei Seichal. Michlal the Musukenes Shaya, the Isaac Daitl Musukenes Asira, Hashtu Musukenes Lim Mechasra Asira, Trefim Ibai. The Gemara tries to bring a Makar, as since the Pasuk and Pashish Mishpatim teaches us, the Anche Kodesh Tionli, Ubasa Basada Trefa, Lysa Helu, Lakel Tashlichon Isai, it must be that Musukenes is Mutar. And as the Gemara explained, if based on the Pasuk of Zaysa Chaya, we already know that Musukenes, which is an animal that is not missing any part of the animal, and it's still going to be us. B'achila, therefore certainly a trefa that is missing a part of the animal, then certainly that would be usher. Why would it have to stay trefa le'sechelu? Therefore it must be that musukenes is actually mutar, and that's why the Torah tells us that even though a musukenes is mutar, however a trefa would be usher. And Rashi brings example of a trefa as nikav kreim shalmoich, or a case of nechtu raglea. Both of those cases are mechusares, and Rabbeinu Gershom claim the mechaser could go nitla tchol, nitla kleis, Nitl Yerech V'chol Shalah. However, Ayin Mashal and Rabbeinu Gershom who points out that the Mishnah clearly teaches us that Nitl Atchol and Nitl Akleis is Kshira, and therefore V'nir the Tari Seifu V'tzarech Leima Nitl Akaved V'loy Nishtayim Menaklum Oish Nitlu Tzayim Sagitin Nitl Yerech, etc. And Rashi continues V'isak Adaitl Musukenes Mach Maschili, that if animals are Musukenes because it's sick, Delay Mechasra, and it's not missing anything, that even so the Tari tells us it's Asa, that Ashina She'in Chayle Seichel, so Musukenes Machmas Trefa Shechasra Himi Bayi, the Hach Trefa Nami Inachaya, as certainly a Trefa will not live, Element Itchuk Lamesa Trefa, Shmami No Musukenes Machmas Trefa is the Mechsra Asura, Avashah Musukenes Shaya, as the Loy Dashinon Sheinachaya Loy Seichel, and this would be a Makar that a Musukenes would be Mutar. And before we continue, let us point out that since we hold that a Trefa is always missing something, so generally we define the word Trefa as something which was Taraf and something which was torn. However, the Gemara will now have a Hamina that Trefa is actually referring to an animal that's sick, even if it's not missing anything, and therefore Rashi will explain that Trefa is Lashem Sukenes, Klema Krevulamos, that it refers to an animal that's about to die. And as our Gemara continues, Vidilma Hainu Trefa Hainu Musukenes, that just like we previously stated, possibly the definition of an Avela is an animal that's Musukenes, and not necessarily an animal that's already dead, and therefore our Gemara is asking a similar question, possibly when the Torah uses the term Trefa, not specifically referring to the 18 different trefas, and instead it's referring to any animal that's musukenes, as Taisa states that the lashon of trefa is lashon musukenes, klema krevulamos bein mechsura bein le mechsura, and even if it's not missing anything, and even though the Torah already taught us v'zoysa chaya that one cannot eat a musukenes, meaning one cannot eat a trefa, even so the Torah teaches us in Pashm Mishpatim that trefa leisa chelu, and as the Gemara states, lava love baseva leisa say, and this is in order to teach us that if someone eats a musukenes, which is a trefa, one would be oivan asay as well as a leisa say, and ein chenami really musukenes is asa b'achila. Therefore, back to our original question that musukenes b'mayda shaya, and Ayin and Tesis points out that when our Gemara is asking hainu trefa, hainu musukenes, so it's similar to the question that we had initially asked b'negei nevela, that maybe hainu And Taisa is therefore bothered v'ksash kosher to le'el the perch hainu nevela hainu mesukenes lo'ikoma lava lo basev lo'isase k'dekama hacha. And the Gemara did not fear ice that question. The reason why we have the two psukim is in order to teach us that if someone eats a mesukenes, there will be oivon isa say of zaysa chaya as well as the lava lo'isase l'kol nevela ayin sham. However, the Gemara responds that im kain, that if you will say that a trefa is exactly the same thing as a mesukenes, and once an animal is a mesukenes, it's already defined as a trefa, then the veil of the kasher achman alamli, then why would the Torah have to teach us that it's us to eat in a veila? Since the metzias is that every time an animal dies, then prior to misa it was already mesukenes. So ma mechayim koyel abalav asay. So since even when this animal was alive and it was a mesukenes, one would be oivan asay and leisa say, as one would be oivan to isa asay of v'zay sachaya, and one would also be oivan to isa lav of trefa leisa chelu. Since every mesukenes is a trefa, if so, why would the Torah have to teach us that one would be oivan to isa lav when the animal dies and is an avela, and therefore it must be that there is no issa to eat a mesukenes. Therefore, if an animal is a trefa, one would be oivan one lav, and if an animal dies without a proper shechita, then the issa nevela would apply. Therefore, we now have makar that mesukenes is mutar. However, the Gemara continues that you still don't have a raya as v'dilma hainu nevela hainu trefa hainu mesukenes, and as the mafreshim point out, that it's possible that Rashi is goyis v'dilma hainu trefa hainu mesukenes and hainu nevela. Possibly we will still keep with the original svara. Possibly the definition of trefa is when an animal is musukenes, and even if it's not mechasra, and even if it's not missing anything, certainly if someone would eat a trefa, there would be over on the issa say of zaysa chaya, the issa lav of trefa leisa chelu. However, hainu nevela, that also once it becomes an nevela, and now this animal was not only musukenes, and not only was it a trefa, but now that it died, it's also an avela, so we would add on an extra lav of leisechul kol avela. The Torah is teaching us that one would be ivar on two lavim and one isasei, and if so, we still don't have a valid makar that a musukenes is mutar b'achila. Gemara continues el mehacha, and the makar the musukenes is mutar is based on the pasuk in Pashas Tzav that states v'chel of avela v'chel trefa ye'asal chol malacha v'achar leisechlu and v'amamai l'may hechusa. And as Rava teaches us in Masechtas Pesachim, that why would the Torah have to teach us this at all if the pasuk in Pashas Vayikra already teaches us kol chelu v'chol dam leisechelu, and since the isechelu begins when the animal is born, so why would one have a hamina that just because an animal becomes an avelu or trefa that the isa of chelu would no longer apply? And he explains that one may have thought that although certainly on the rest of the parts of the animal there would be an isa of nevela and an isa trefa, however potentially on chelev the isa of nevela and the isa trefa would not apply as is a klal of ein isa chal isa. And therefore amrat hira yavo isa nevela v'yachal isa chelev and yavo isa trefa v'yachal isa chelev, that the isa nevela should now come and be chal in the isa chelev, and the isa trefa can also be chal in the isa chelev, and even on chelev there's an isa nevela and isa trefa, and if one eats chelev of nevela it would be oivan to lavim, and if one eats the chelev of a trefa it would also be oivan to lavim. And as Taisus in Masechtas Krisos on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph explains, and the Rambam also explains, that the reason why the klal of ein isa chal isa does not apply is because it's an isa kolal. As previously when there was an isa of chelev it was only on the chelev of an animal, however now that this animal is an avela or a trefa, so this isa applies to other parts of the animal and therefore could also apply to chelev, and the klal of ein isa chal isa doesn't apply. However, l'maisa there is a machlekes if the klal of ein isa chal isa applies even by an isa kolal, and according to those shitas, so some explain that our Gemara is teaching us that there's a gzeiras hakasov, that even though it is a din of ein isa chal isa, then our case of chelev that it would not apply. And I am a freshman that explain that since in the Gemara daf kuf gimel amud aleph and kuf gimel amud beis, the Gemara will explain that the isa chelev is different than other isurim. Therefore, we would not be able to learn that since we find b'negeid isa chelev that the concept of ein isa chal isa doesn't apply. So maybe this concept would not apply by other isurim. I am a freshman, and I am the lashon Rambam in hilchos machlos laserius in perek zayin halacha beis, where he states ha'oichel mechelu nevelu trefa chay mishum oichel chelev u'mishum oichel nevelu trefa. And the reason is mitech shenaysef ha'isa be'besara shayim mutar, and therefore naysef ala chelev v'lefikach leikashtayim. And we continue on daf lam zayin and beis, and the Gemara continues with its mekar that mesukenes is mutar b'achila. And before we continue, let us point out that this pasuk in Pashas Tzav teaches us two dinim, as number one, a Gemara teaches us v'chilu v'nevela v'chilu treifa ye'osel l'chol malacha, and the sheet is Rabbi Kiva Mesechus Pesachim and Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph is that the pasuk is teaching us that although we know that a nevela is metame a person, however the chilu of nevela ye'osel l'chol malacha can be used for anything, and there is no tumah. We just learned that the pasuk is also telling us that the issa of nevela and treifa also applies to a nevela, and we don't say ein issa chal asar. The first point that our Gemara will make is that the beginning of the pasuk could have just stated v'chilu v'nevela ye'osel l'chol malacha, as the pasuk is teaching us a din v'negei nevela. Now, although generally a nevela is tamei, however the chilu of a nevela is not going to be tamei, and this din did not have to be taught v'negei treifa. And as Rashi points out, that this point of the Gemara is not really relevant to our sugya. However, the Gemara will also be bothered that if we're going to say that every misukenes is a treifa, and even though it's not missing anything, it is still considered a treifa. So even if the pasuk would have just stated v'chilu treifa loisachlu, and the Torah would have taught us even when an animal is alive and it became musukenes, it is now considered a treifa, and the issa of treifa would now apply to chelev, and we would not say ein issa chal issa. So certainly once the animal is completely dead, then certainly the issa nevela should now be chal on chelev as well. We wouldn't say the klal of ein issa chal issa. And as the Gemara continues, v'isak daitach treifa haynu musukenes licht rechmana chelev nevela ye asal chal malacha, and v'chelu treifa loisachlu v'ano amino ma mechayim osi yudis treifa v'chal issa chelev. So la'achem yis meboi and ayin rashi ma mechayim the issa musukenes einu el machbis kir misa, that since the whole issa of musukenes and the issa of treifa are only because they're close to death, v'osi v'chayil ha'issa chilev, and even so they come in the chayil on the issa chilev even while the behemoth is still alive, so the veil of gufa mibayi, then certainly an animal that is completely dead, the issa nevela would be chal even on the issa chilev. Therefore the Gemara explains element of kasrachman nevela, and by the fact that the Torah had to mention the din of nevela, and the Torah stated v'chayil nevela v'chayil treifa achayil ha'issachlu, so mechlal the treifa lav ha'in musukenes, and therefore we have a raya that a treifa and a musukenes are not interchangeable, and the reason why there's an issa of treifa is not because it's close to death, but because there's a chesaron and there's something missing from the animal. Therefore the Torah had to teach us, number one, if an animal becomes a treifa, so the issa of treifa would still be chal on the issa of chelev, and we would not say in issa chal issa. Number two, the Torah had to teach us that if there's an animal that dies and prior to misa did not have any chesaron and was not a treifa, and even if it was a musukenes, it would still be an issa nevela and would be chal on the issa chelev, and we would not say in issa chal issa. And Rashi explains that why wouldn't we have a kal v'chomer, and why wouldn't we say that madach the issa treifa, which is chal mechayim, is going to be chal even on chelev, so nevela which is chal achamisa will also be chal on chelev. And Rashi explains the time of the treifa la mishum kir misuhu el mishum chesaron ken matzuchim al tavay bezvachim per chat tzayiv, and therefore there is no connection between the din of treifa and the din of nevela, and we can't learn one from the other based on the kal v'chomer. And therefore, based on this point, the Gemara wants to bring a raya that a misukenes would be mutar b'achila. However, the Gemara continues, Masik v'lo mar bar vashi, mar bar vashi will now shlug up the makar that a misukenes is mutar b'achila, as v'dilma im l'cha haynu treifa haynu misukenes u'dukam nevela d'kas rachman alamli l'hach nevela l'yasi mekeich misukenes v'hechi dami shasa gistra. And mar bar vashi is that possibly we could say that really a treifa and a misukenes are one and the same, and the issa of treifa even applies to a misukenes, and even if it's not mechzra, and even if it's not missing any part of the animal, it is still considered a treifa. And if so, why did the Torah teach us v'chilu nevela v'chilu treifa v'achol le'sachlu, if the pasuk could have just taught us v'chilu treifa v'achol le'sachlu? The fact that there would be an issa nevela that would be chal on issa chilev would be learned from a kal v'chomer, where this kal v'chomer would only work with this nevela prior to dying was a musukenes, and certainly in that case there is no difference between a nevela and treifa, aside for the fact that treifa is mechayim and nevela is la'achemisa, and therefore we can make a kal v'chomer. However, in a case where nevela was never a musukenes, for example, where someone cut the animal in half, and as Rashi states, the zulain is stakta kredim levlosa, as in this case, the animal was never a musukenes, and immediately it went from being a healthy live animal to being a nevela, and since this animal was not a treifa mechayim, so therefore one may think that the issa nevela would not be chal on the chelev, and kamashmalan, and that's why the Torah also had to teach us v'chilu nevela achayil le'sachlu, in order to teach us that the klal of ein issa chal issa would not apply by nevela that was never musukenes, but l'maisa we would not be able to prove that a musukenes is mutar b'achila. It's possibly every musukenes is a treifa, and certainly it would be also b'achila. However, the Gemara responds, hasam nami efshel Really, there is no case of an available, as even where someone would cut an animal in half, it would certainly become musukenes, at least for a moment before Misa. Therefore, back to our original makar, the musukenes is mutabachila. If a musukenes would be asabachila and would be considered a trefa, then why would the Torah have to teach us if we would be able to learn it from a kavu chaymer, and therefore it must be that a musukenes is not a trefa, and the definition of a trefa is not an animal that's about to die, and the definition of a trefa is an animal that was pulled apart, or an animal that is missing something, and therefore, as we explained, the kavu chaymer does not apply. Therefore, we finally have a valid makar that musukenes is mutabachila, and the Gemara now continues, v'yibayisemar, and if you want, I could bring you another makar that musukenes is mutabachila, as even if we would hold, there is a possibility to have a case of an avela that's lo yaseh mekrech musukenes, and for example, in the case of asar gistra, however, even so, we would still have a makar from this pasuk, and a musukenes is mutabachila, and as the Gemara explains, im king lemo chelum avelu trefa, if it would be true that musukenes would be asar bachila, then the pasuk could have just stated, v'chelum avelu trefa, ye asar l'chol malacha v'achol le'sechlu, we would already know that the din of ein hisichal issa does not apply b'nei Gael and Velu Trefa, and both of these two of the Vela and of Trefa would be Chal and Chalev, but Chalev Chalev Lamli, why did Pasuk have to mention the word Chalev twice? And therefore, the Gemara teaches us that from the extra mention of the word Chalev, so we learn out this concept that Zuhi She'in Chal B'Cholk Mimbisara, that's only been a Gaya Trefa, that's Chasar, that we say that there is no difference between the Basar and the Chalev, and just like certainly there's Issa of Trefa on its Basar, so the same would apply to its Chalev, and we wouldn't say ein yisachal isar. However, v'yesh l'chacher shechal b'chol k'min b'sara ve'izai zu musukenes. However, there is a case that's similar to this case of trefa, where the animal is also very close to death and it's musukenes, but it's not chasar. And that case, the Torah is being mechadish to us that only its chilev would be asar. However, the rest of the animal would be mutar, as the din of trefa does not apply to musukenes, and a musukenes is mutar b'achila. And at this point, the Gemara tried to bring three makaris that musukenes is mutar b'achila. And the first makar we slugged up. At this point, the Gemara has two valid makaris that musukenes is mutabachila, and the Gemara continues, v'ibayisema mehacha, and if you want, I can bring you a makar that musukenes is mutabachila from a pasuk in Yecheskel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Yecheskel about the upcoming Churban. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yecheskel to do certain things as a simon for the Churban. One of the things is to take a bunch of different items, including wheat and barley and other food products, and mix them together and make bread by baking it over Gloli Adam. That will be a remiss for what Klai Yisrael will eat when they go to Golus, based on the protest of Yecheskel. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed his command, and he said that instead you could bake it over Gloli Behema. And the Pasuk tells us that Yecheskel protested by saying, V'oimar Ahei Hashem Alekim, Hine Nafshi Lo Mutuma, Unevelu Trefa Lo Yechalti Min Urai Vat Ata, V'le Bobafi B'sa Pigol. And let us keep in mind, as Rashi states, that Yecheskel was a Kayin, certainly Yecheskel would not have been saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you should know I didn't do an Issa D'Raisa and even an Issa D'Rabbanon. Therefore, Agamar explains that when Yecheskel states he ne'afshi lo mutuma, that certainly he did not mean that I did not become Tamei, as it's also for Kohen to become Tamei. Therefore, the Gemara explains that Yecheskel meant to say shloirati b'yoyim u'basi l'deitum v'layla, that I never had a hero rab b'yoyim and that caused me to become a Balkari at night. And when the pasuk states unavelu treifa lo yechalti min urai v'ad ata, so certainly Yecheskel would not have eaten the Velun Trefa, and therefore the Gemara explains that Yecheskel was saying that certainly I did not eat in the Velun Trefa, and he was saying that he did not even eat any Basa that was Musukenes. People would say that hurry up and shech this animal, as otherwise it would become an Avela. Therefore, we see that generally Basa Musukenes is Mutabachila, and this was just a Chumra of Yecheskel. I am a Mefarshim who bothered that the Pasuk only had to say in a Velun Yechalti Min Urai, and what do we learn from the word of Trefa? And the pasuk continued, "V'loy b'befi b'sa pigol," and certainly Yecheskel would not have eaten pigol. And therefore, the Gemara explains, "Shlo yichatim behema shahir b'chacham." That Yecheskel was saying that he didn't eat from any behema where it was a shayla. And even though ultimately a chacham paskin that it's kosher, I still would not eat from that behema. And I in the mashah that the pasuk refers to it as pigol, as a person had an initial suffix that potentially this basa is asur b'achila. And mishum rav nasan amru shlo yichatim behema shlo hum matnaseh. Yecheskel was saying that he didn't eat from an animal that's matanis, were not separated from it, referring to Zroya L'chayim V'keva, which is given to a Kayin. And keep keep in mind, although we will learn that Kuf Lamed Beis and Beis, that there's machlekes between Amorayim, if one can eat from a behemoth, if they did not yet remove the Zerah L'chayim HaKa'evah. However, since Yecheskel was a Kohen, so certainly this Issa would never apply to Yecheskel, and even so, he was Machmer, and he wouldn't eat from any behemoth, that Zerah L'chayim HaKa'evah was not taken off in order to be given to a Kohen. And Ayin Rashi states, V'afal pi shehu ha'ya Kohen, u'b'lo'ya ram yachla eichla, however, Ayin Tezid deal with Masal Shleihut Manasseh, with Tezid's bother, there are Becher and Hold, and Afkuf Lam and Bezin and Bez, that eichla and behemoth Shleihut Manasseh, Kilo eichla Tvalim, and Mayer Vusi Yecheskel, Afagab Yecheskel Kohen ha'ya, Kohen Atzma Tzarech Lahafish Chumus and Maisois, V'asal Lechel Tevel, certainly this Basel would be Asar, and Tezid explains that Eina Chanami Lefira Bechron, he would not hold of the second explanation of Agamara, and he will hold like the first explanation, that when the Pasuk states, V'lei Babafi, B'sa Pigol, it means Shleih Chatim Behemoth, Shayer Bachacham, and Ramban, who points out that Yesh Mefarshim Meshum Yecheskel Kohen ha'ya, U'patim and Amatonais, V'lei Machmal Atzma Lafrisham, V'litnum Lekohen Acher, and Zok Ramban, V'ein Nochon, She'ein Zeroy Likaris Pigol. However, Ayin Masho explains why Gemara refers to it as Pigol, and the Gemara now explains its Makar, that Mesukenis is Mutabachila, as since the Pasuk stated, Mubelu Trefel Lechatim and Urai, and the Gemara explains, Shleih Chatim Basa Kais Kais Ma'ilam, as Rashi states, the Lashon Kais Kais means, Shkait Shkait Shleih Thomas, as Lefisha Mesukenis he, Unavelim Mamish Lekalimim, but then came Maravuse, and as the Gemara ends off, E Amr Bishle Mesharia, Hainu Ravuse Yecheskel, Bishleim, if we will say that Mesukenis is Mutabachila, so that was the Chidush of Yecheskel, that even so, he did not eat Basa Mesukenis, Eli Amr Asira, Maravuse Yecheskel, if you will say that the Basa of Mesukenis is also Bachila, so what would be the Chidush of Yecheskel? Rashi points out that if Be'etzim Mesukenis is Mutabachila, why wouldn't Yecheskel eat a Basa Mesukenis? And Zok Rashi, that Kivnim Isa Le'echate, and therefore it makes sense that Yecheskel uses as a tiny Takarish Baruch Hu, that since I didn't eat anything that was Moyes, so therefore you shouldn't make me eat something that's Moyes, and I shouldn't have to eat any bread that was baked using fuel from Tzoyes Adam. And Ayin Ban Tesis and Diva Maschel Shloi Rati B'yoyim, where Tesis bothered Vim Taim Mayra Vusi Yecheskel, Bale Kol Adam Nami Asa Kedam Per Kabinim Masechta Vid Zora, or Per Knayash and Spatta, that the Pasuk states in Pasuk Kiseitse Machna Alevecha, Vinishmat Mikol Davra, and we learn Shloi Har B'yoyim, and Tesis answers that Filu Hachi Chashli Arvusa Mishim Naminim Per Kapashad, Shloi Shidvarim Ein Adam Nitzel Mehem Chol Yoyim, Hiravir Vloshin Har V'Ein Tfila, and even though this is almost impossible, but Yecheskel was able to be Goyvan as Yetzihara, and he was never Bahar B'yoyim, and our Gemara continues, Hechidom Musukenes, and when do we consider an animal to be Musukenes? The Gemara will bring three different Amorayim, as Rashi points out that there is no Machlekes, and as the Gemara continues, Om Rabbi Yudom Rav, Kol Shema Midna Yisav Eina Medes, that's referring to an animal that even if someone will scream at it, or even hit it with sticks, it will not be able to stand up, and that shows that's Musukenes. And the Gemara now is, Rav Chanina Basham Yom Shmeid Rav Omar, Afilo Echeles Bekaiyos, that even if the animal seems to be healthy, as it's still able to eat twigs, which are very hard, however, since it can't stand up, therefore it shows that it's a Musukenes. The Gemara continues that Rami Becheskel Amar, Afilo Echeles Kairis, that as long as the animal cannot stand up, then even if it's so strong that it can even eat beams, it would still be considered Musukenes. The Gemara continues, Besur Masni Hachi, that this was a version of this Gemara that they learned in Surah, and we had three different Amroyim, however, Bumadisa Masni Hachi, and Bumadisa, we only had two Amroyim. When they ask, Hechidom Musukenes, number one, Om Rabbi Yudom Rav, Kol Shema Midra Yisav Eina Yemedes, and Vafilo Echelos Bekaiyos, number two, Roim Baicheskel Oma, Filo Echelos Kairos, and this version, Memra of Chanina Bashalmi, Mishmeid Rav, is incorporated into the initial Memra of Rabbi Yudom Rav, and as Rashi states, Besur Masni Hachi, Kedamor, and Rab Chanina Hosev Ad Rabbi Yudah, Filo Echelos Bekaiyos, of Bendisu Masi, Rabbi Yudah Gufe Sayim Bahachi, as we explained, and some Aguris in Rashi and Diva Maschla, Filo Echelos Bekaiyos, and even though it's Yesh Lachias Vekaiyach Bishinah, Shechelos Bekaiyos Eitzim, as Yesh Lema Machmas Dechuk Misa Hi Isakain, and Lukivan De Inai Medes Mesukenes Hi, as we explained, and Ayin Meir who explains that Rami by Yecheskel Steda, Filo Echelos Kairos, he doesn't mean that he was actually eating a beam, but he means that he was eating hearts of palms, and as he states, Hakara Godol Bedekolim Shemachil Nisal Beima, and Behem Nikurim Kura Beperkatim Vachim, Behem Koshim Habe, Behem Bishad Dvarma Koshim Shekoyach Achil Habe Pomim, Loy Mitzad Abrius Huba, Ayin Sham, and we will stop over here.